Welcome to Platform for Peaks, teaching students to be leaders, doctors to be businessmen, and developing the platforms needed to jump into practice and be successful. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Clarino. Welcome to Platform for Peaks.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Platform for Peaks. I'm Dr. Joe, your host. I got my two new interns here hanging out with me. Say hello, guys.
What's up? This is Dr. Rhett.
Hey guys, Dr. Wes.
So they've been getting dipped, man. They've been getting in the office. They've been getting the experience of real life stuff. And I figured we'd kick off the podcast with a pretty interesting story. You know, Dr. Rhett went inside into a new patient exam today, and I'll let him tell you the scenario. But this is a killer learning lesson on what to do, and I'll break it down for you and kind of give you the insights of how I think we could have handled it just slightly better. With the same result probably, but at least we would have ended it on our terms. But if you want, man, I would love to hear your just share with everybody your this is great. It's going to happen to you. So
sure. So the scenario is a patient comes back. He came in last year, a full 12 months ago. Came in just for one or two visits, just to get adjusted, just to get fixed up. He's back again with the same problem. And wants to get fixed again. He starts off the exam and says, "Hey, listen, I know last time you're here, I was here, you guys wanted to take me under care for a little while, and all I wanted is just to get fixed, and so that's what I did, and that's what I'm here again for." And so that gives us a pretty interesting, puts us in an interesting place.
And what was your response?
So my response was, "Hey, listen, you're buying us. We can't control you by any means. This is your decision. What we want to do is inform you and teach you as much about your body so that you can make an educated decision on your health so that you can take care of yourself the best way that you can."
And what happened?
Well, I told him exactly what to expect today. I told him we'd be going through an exam, that if necessary, we'd take some x-rays, and that after looking at the x-rays and taking some time to get together with our team and devise a good game plan for his problem, because it has been around for a long time. He says this problem happens every single year, about once a year, so we know it's been going on for a long time. I told him that we needed some time to look over that, and then on the next visit, we go over his findings, and that we'd, should we decide that he needs care, we'll take care of him. And his response was, "So you're not adjusting me today? All right, I'm out of here." Walked out the door.
Walked out. Yeah, how many new chiropractors are going to handle that one when you have bills to pay, right? You got all the overhead, and you're flat out shit in your pants, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, it was easy for you because it ain't your money. It's my money. You're like, "Oh, he lost a patient, big deal. It's my money," right? So at the end of the day, but listen, here's the reality. He handled that really well. But here's a few points I think you could have switched on that. The first thing was, he came in with an expectation and he knew what we did last time.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we did something last time to get in his brain. You know what, you could have asked him right then and there too and said, "Why did you come back today then?" Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think his answer was going to be?
"I'm hurting."
But why did you come back? "I'm hurting, but why did you come here again?"
"You fixed me last time."
That's right. So that's how you say, "Listen, so if it's safe to say that I helped you last time, okay, and we got lucky, right? I adjusted you once or twice, and then you did better. You didn't understand the whole process of your spine, and here you are again. It's happening year after year after year. It's going to come a year that I'm not going to be able to fix you. Now, you want to roll that dice, that's up to you, but that's your dice. But in this office, I want patients that actually want to take care of themselves. So what I've decided to do is that, you know, this probably isn't the best office for you, and then you just take it away from them. You got to take it away. Because you know what? He knows you fixed him. And so guess what he wants? He wants to get fixed again. Now, if you take it away, he's like, "I don't get what I want." He may convert. He may go and go, "All right, I'll play the game with you." He's probably not going to sign up. He's not going to do anything. But the reality is, he'll play the game. The way we did it with that was, it was me versus you, not, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you got to walk him through that process. You got a little dance with him. And then I would have simply said, "You know what? Honestly, this probably isn't the office for you. I know up the street's the Joint. It's a $20 visit. It's cheap. They don't take x-rays. They'll see you today. It's probably a better fit for you. And good luck getting well." And that's what I would have said. No hard feelings. Have a great day. Bye. Bye. Because guess what, man? Who's going to give you the first hard time? That guy. Who's going to want to sue you? That guy. Excuse my French, that's the douchebags that you don't want in your office. You don't want those people in your office. They're draining. They're nightmares. I'm telling you, you don't want them. They're disasters. And they always come back to haunt you. They'll have a problem with his bill. Have a problem with something. It's always something. It's always something. So great lesson. Some insight on that right there to do that. So we were talking, and these guys are doing some of the exams, and they had some questions and some gaps on how we do things with the re-exams, and there were some gaps. There really was, and from a procedural side as well as from an educational side. So we filled those gaps in today. So we're going to give you some insight on what we talked about, and it's important is that we have so much stress on the new patient, you know, the phone call, the new patient, the report of findings. Everybody dumps all that energy into those two, three things, like so much, and that we think that we won the war by doing that. Like if we, oh, they signed up, they paid, they prepaid, we won, everybody wins, we're good, they love us forever, that's what they, and that's so far from the truth. Like we didn't win anything. And I have a little chart, you guys can't see it, but basically I call the phone call the speed dating, right? The new patient is going on a date. The report of findings is you're starting to date a person, right? You're getting to know them. And the first four of your first four care plan, or if you're doing 6-month care plans, or if you're doing 12-month care plan, I don't care which one it is, but you're dating. That gets when you're starting to date. And so if you think by them signing up the report of findings and at that point that you've won, they're just dating right now. That doesn't mean they're going to be with you forever. But if they re-sign again and again, right, once or twice more, then what you're doing is you're going from dating to engaged to getting married. And that's when people really flip their script and start to really go from a believer to an understander, right? I mean, that's pretty safe to say. And there's critical points along that way. And one of the questions these guys had, they said, well, what are we measuring on the exams? Like, what are we looking for on a progress exam? So you have, in the beginning, you're looking at patients every 12 visits, right? Mm-hmm. And then at that point, you're re-examining them. So we call it a progress exam, or AKA a mini, depending what you want to call it. And then at that point, you go in, and then after 4 months of care, you're going to do a full exam, right? That's a full re-exam. And so their question was, what am I measuring? I feel like it's a little clunky. It's not smooth. Like, I don't know where we're at. And it was great. It was a true, truthful insight. And so if you guys want to share what we went over a little bit today, you guys can split it up a little bit and talk about it, because I think it was great from hearing it from your perspective. On actually being in there and doing it and then being trained on it and some of the gaps, you know what I mean? So if you guys, whoever wants to jump in on it.
Well, like one of the things that we had questions about was, why are we doing these re-exams? Like what's the point for the patient perspective? Why do they need the re-exam? You know, an extra 5 minutes after their adjustment or before their adjustment.
So let's just keep the language right, the progress exam.
The progress exam.
Right, so and how long are those?
Well, you know, 10.
5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, 5 is fast. 10 is average.
Yeah.
So it's quick, right? So what was the answer to the why, Rhett?
Why the patients are here?
Yeah, why are we doing the re-exams?
We want to measure their progress. And from a patient's perspective, they want to know how often they need to come in. What's their frequency of care?
Right. So at the end of the day, if you boil it down, right, everybody goes, oh, we're doing these exams. Really, do we have to do them? Listen, the patient doesn't care about anything. What do they care about? Frequency. Mm-hmm. That's all they care about. Like, when I do the functional stuff with patients, I'll do all these tests on them, and I'll do a food sensitivity test on them. They come in. They don't care about anything else except the fact that, what can I eat? That's all they care about. I'm like, yeah, but, like, your entire digestive system's not working. Yeah, I don't care. What can I eat? Like, they don't have this, like, no. Patients come in for chiropractic, all they care about is, do I have to be here 3 times a week? Because why? Because they're freaking busy, man. They got 4 kids playing soccer or baseball. Who's running where and what? I mean, moms are crazy. Parents are crazy today with all these sports and things and after-school activities. So they're thinking, like, I just want to lighten my load. How do I do it? How do I do it? So if you know their outcome and their thinking is, I want to lighten my load, what's so critical in the new patient and the report of findings is to what? Is to tell them. This is what you need to do to lighten your load. Do you get it? Like, you got to tell them, and then you got to measure it, and then when you measure it, you give justification why they're there. The second you don't measure it, what happens to them?
They fall through the cracks.
They fall through the cracks. Because now they're like, well, why am I here? I don't understand it, and they lose value to it, right? It's instant, right? So the biggest thing for that is to make sure that you're doing that, because as they're coming through that process, they're not understanding what's going on, and they want to know, okay, I've met these criteria, therefore I still have to stay on 3 times a week? No, I don't. I get promoted to 2x a week. Great. Oh, I get promoted to 1x a week? Great. And once they get promoted, what we do is we send them an email, congratulations, you got promoted to 2x a week. And we use the word promotion, right? Key word. So give me some of the factors on what we're actually measuring in a progress exam.
So some of the factors is we use 2 scales, one for left foot, one for right foot, see where their balance is at. Occasionally we'll take an additional x-ray, a lat-C, to look for curvatures and posture. And then we look for the positive findings that were in the physical exam as well. So like orthopedic tests, all that type of stuff. And then people can also use their CLAs or insights and do scans for that as well.
Yeah, those are all great tools to do that with. And so, you know, and I love the CLA machine because it's visual and it's great for patients. But if you don't have one, you don't have to have that, because the scales, the posture, the positive findings, range of motion, those are all critical things to know that what's going on. We used to take x-rays right away, either 12 or 24 visits, depending on the patient was doing, and just to show progression. We've kind of stepped off now and gone between like around 4 months is when we take the pictures again at their the end of their first 4 months of care. And we'll do a full exam again and then do the full set of pictures. And so many chiropractors are afraid to take those x-rays. Why? Why are so many chiropractors afraid of that x-ray?
They're afraid to see the results.
Yeah, and then what happens if they don't get the results?
Patient won't fall through with care because they don't think that they're getting any better.
Yeah, their initial thinking is, well, you know what? If I don't show them a progression in their x-ray, then I suck as a chiropractor. Chiropractor doesn't work. We're useless. And so I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you, I would bet a large majority of chiropractors don't take those films because they're so afraid of it. First of all, who made you God? Answer that question. And who made the timeline that for everyone? Like, where is this guideline, the all grail all do all for everybody? I had a patient in my office, been a patient of mine 10 years. She had a short leg. She had a wicked scoliosis. Long story short, after 10 years, her spine straightened out. 10 years. Where was I in control of that? Did I say to her, no, it's going to take 10 years? I don't know that. And you're lying to yourself if you do know that. You have no idea what's going to get better or not. You have no clue. You just do your work, do it well, give them what they need, change their lifestyle, change their thinking, change their habits, and you know what happens? They get better. And if their spine doesn't improve, it may take a year, it may take 10. That's not for you to judge. Why do we put that on us? I have no idea, man. It's not on us. That's not our problem. And the sooner you let go of that, that's when it becomes freeing. Hey, man, listen, your x-ray, we're about the same. Yep, we haven't made much of an improvement. But I know this. I know if we continue to do this, right, if we stop right now, what's going to happen?
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. Is it going to get better or worse?
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. So we know we've maintained this and that we're looking for more correction in the future, but I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know if we stop, it's going to what? Get worse. That's it. Done. Over. Have a good day. Freeing. And you think patients will be like, what, I have him have a perfect curve? They get it. They get it. They know that they're freaking at a desk all day. They know they're driving. They know they're looking at their newborn baby and bending over all day. They know it. They're not dumb. They get it. And you've reminded them every visit with your table talk. And if you haven't, then you're in a conjure. That's where you're getting a little bit of a – you got to talk them through this. This is where your progress exams are important. You're reminding them. You're reminding them. You're reminding them. You're reminding them. Because we don't live perfect lifestyles. If we did, we'd all be in bubbles. That's the reality to it, right? So the critical question is what? At these points of progress exams and when you're doing a full re-exam, what's the number one question? I just said it a minute ago.
How much do I have to come?
Well, that's what they're thinking, but what's the question you're going to be asking them? Number one question. If we don't continue to adjust you, what's going to happen to you? It's going to get worse. That is, you got to re-say that over and over and over. I said, get it tattooed in your lip. Inside your lip. It's too long of a sentence, but you get the point. Right? So those are some important leverage points in what we're doing. And I've mentioned this in the past. I think probably in our practice, that's probably where we have a hard time, is because I've had so many interns and associates doing that work that it gets lost in the training, it gets lost in the shuffle, and then it gets lost in the flow. So I want to touch on that for a second. So explain to me the flow. Like when a patient comes in for a progress exam, explain to them what happens. So I want you guys to explain, because I want to hear from you.
Sure. So in this office, patient is going to go through and get the re-exam or the progress exam first. One of the interns will walk them back to the exam room.
So the staff calls you up.
The staff calls us up.
You go up to the front.
Pick up their file.
File's there.
We meet them.
Right.
We say hello and walk them back. We connect with them.
Right.
We do our re-exam. After that, we do not take them to the adjustatorium for the doctor to adjust them. We send them back. We take them back to the front desk for them to go through the normal adjustment protocol of in this office, it's pre-therapies, adjustment, post-therapies, walking around in a circle to complete the circle here.
Right.
And it has to go through the front desk.
Right. Now, so let me just touch on this a little bit and extrapolate that a little bit, because it's important. So here's what happens. When they call them to the front, you grab them, you're walking back with them, you're making a connection, you sit down with them, you're doing a 5 to 10 minute progress exam or a 20-25 minute full exam, okay, which will include films if you're doing that. In that process, you're going through all the findings we just looked for. We're looking for measurables, right? We're looking for those kind of things. X-ray is one of those tools. That's all it is a tool. You go through that process. When you're done, right, you're going to be asking for referrals in that process, because on day one, we told them, when they called the office, we said we're a 95% referral practice. On the new patient exam, we told them that we were a 95% referral practice, and I'm so glad Mary sent you in. No one sent them in. They just walked in to say, look, we're just a 95% referral practice. We're glad to have you. We just expect our patients to refer. And then when their progress exams, you're going to ask them the same thing, and we're going to give them some cards to refer us in. So we're going to give them some cards to refer, and that's how you create your internal marketing on referrals over and over and over again. So that's important, okay? So the language is, the thing is, guys, is that everything you're doing from the very beginning to the very end is intentional. The language is intentional. The process is intentional. The flow is intentional. So when you leave the exam and you're going into, we don't walk them back to the adjustatorium, is because I want them to go back in and go to checkout. Checkout owns that process. They get their travel card. They check them into the system, and then they don't skip their therapies. Why is that critical?
So they progress well with care.
Right. And if I cut it off, what did I just tell them?
There's no value in it.
There's no value in it. So if I devalue it, what do they do?
They devalue it.
And now the team doesn't know where you are. They don't know what you're doing. They have no idea what's going on with the patient. They don't know, are they in the queue? Are they not in the queue? Where are they at? And so that is why you got to make sure you have your checkpoints in your own systems, is because if you don't have these checkpoints, they're going to fall through the crack. And listen, man, we have checkpoints, and they still fall through the crack. It just shows you how easy it is. So you've got to be diligent about it, because if a team member decides to cut out a step, that step turns into a domino effect that may not affect it today, but in 6 months, it blows up because of one step. So flows and systems are so important. It's hard for me to express that and show it to you on a podcast. It really needs to be more of like a video based on a whiteboard, or even imagery to show you some flow things. But if you have questions on flow, make sure you contact me at platformforpeaks.com, platformforpeaks.com. Ask me some questions, send me an email. That's good stuff, because those are some things I can help, you know, go over for you guys. That's a big one, man. Those are some big, important little details in which goes on. Guys, any other questions for us? We got to wrap up here. It's kind of going quick.
Nope.
So listen, man, another great one. I know it's a lot of some deep stuff in there, but this is really, really important stuff when it comes down to running and maintaining a practice. You could be the greatest attractor in the world. That's great. But if you can't convert them and you can't retain them, it doesn't really matter. You got to be attractive. You got to convert them. You got to be able to retain them. So it's so important. So, guys, another great episode of Platform for Peaks. Look forward to seeing you next week. We'll be probably going over some marketing stuff next week and just touching on some of that. And look forward to hearing you guys. Any questions, issues, just give us a call. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Platform for Peaks. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Clarino. If you're interested in peaking, please contact us at www.sugarhillspinalwellness.com or 678-467-8251.